Hello and welcome to Pumped, the Inside Podcast by Schwalbe. I'm your host Tobias Vogon and I'm talking here with Schwalbe athletes from different disciplines, from downhill to cross country or from triathlon to road racing. And today I'm talking to John Fernandez. John is one of three founders of Freeride Madeira, a mountain bike guiding company on the island in the Atlantic Ocean. In this podcast, we're talking about trail building, EWS and their upcoming event, the Trans Madeira. Hey John, thank you so much for taking the time to do the podcast with us. Where are you right now?
I'm in Funchal in Madeira. It's a pleasure to be here speaking with you. And yeah, it's good weather, like normally. Madeira is known as Spring Island, so mild temperatures all year round. Great for biking. So yeah.
So we just talked in before the podcast that I'm in the gray middle of Germany and I'm still freezing, and then you told me what you see out of your window and I'm pretty jealous.
I imagine. I've heard the weather in Central Europe hasn't been that good, but it's but summer's coming soon. You'll be in shorts and t-shirt, I'm sure.
So how warm is it at your place at the moment?
It's about halfway through the day, it goes like up to 22, 23 more or less. But this is at sea level. But we have loads of our mountains are above 1,400 to 1,800 meters. And up there normally it decreases about 8 to 10 degrees. It depends if it's cloudy or not, if it's windy. Yeah. So yeah, up there normally it would be like 14, 15 degrees at the moment, more or less. Great temperature for riding, really.
Yeah, sounds amazing. So you're one of the founders of Freeride Madeira.
Freeride Madeira co-founder, yeah.
So you're three founders, right?
Exactly, yeah. I've got two business partners.
And you started in 2011.
Exactly, around there.
How did you come to do a mountain bike travel agency on an island so far out in the Atlantic?
Yeah, good question. I mean, there's been mountain biking going on Madeira for quite a while. I mean, I'm 32 now. I was 12 when I started. There's only like, I don't know, four trails around the island. Maybe two of them were purposely built for mountain biking. The others were all old hiking paths that people would have to travel from north to south for trading purposes, and we would use them for mountain biking. It was pretty hard to get into to mountain biking at the time. I was into downhill, as all my buddies, and yeah, it's pretty technical terrain to get started. So things started developing. There was always like local downhill races. Things started developing slightly. A couple more tracks popped by, started appearing, and then in 2010, me and my friends, we decided to go on a bike trip to the Alps, to Porte du Soleil. And by then I already had in mind that Madeira could be a good mountain biking destination and we could develop a company such as Freeride Madeira, but I didn't know if it would work, really. I didn't know if we had the potential to do it. No one knew about Madeira really as a mountain biking destination. Yeah. But after that trip, I was like, wow, I actually live in such an amazing, special, beautiful island that could be better than this. And people would rather go to Madeira than come to the Alps for riding, I'm sure, because the diversity here is incredible. You've got the Alps, then you've got coastal trails, you've got so many types of forest, of vegetation, types of terrain. And it's all spread, but if you move from area to area around the island, it seems like you're traveling into a different country because it's all so different from each other. And so that opened my eyes, really. And so that's when we decided, let's move on. Let's push this forward. Let's start promoting it. Let's create content. Let's develop new trails around the island that allows people to actually experience it the best way they can and explore there really deeply. And so we started building trails that are more suitable for everyone, not just downhill trails. And we started investing on trail building right from the start, because of course the trails are our main product.
Yeah. So unlike La Palma or Gran Canaria, where most of the trails are for hikers and the bikers are just using them, your mountain biking is pretty much all on special for built trails, especially for mountain bikes. When did you start really building these trails?
For the company as a full-time job, it was in 2014 when we first employed our full-time trail builder, Alex. I've been building since I started mountain biking, really on my local woods, you know, to ride, like seeing New World Desert at the time and stuff, and getting inspired and building shores and stuff and wooden beaches. But in 2014 that's when we started employing trail builders and dedicating ourselves full time Monday to Friday, 10 to 5, more or less, building trails. And it was since 2014, and it's something that we decided to invest on from our own pockets, from the company, from what we earned from our customers. We were giving it back to the trails because that's what they were coming for. They had to be in good conditions and safe and flowy and fun. And especially in the summer, for example, here in Madeira, the vegetation grows so crazy. Like the trails just disappear inside the vegetation. So it's a lot of time spending just clearing the trails, and throughout the whole year it's just digging, improving lines that weren't working out, developing new sections of trails, opening new trails, and
That's a pretty smart move, and I didn't know that you're starting so early to employ full-time trail builders. That's pretty smart, because I spend pretty much my whole racing career in the winter on La Palma for 12 years in a row. But we never really had a trail builder, so we did a little bit by ourselves and use all these hiking paths. And then we heard that Priorat Madeira, it's growing a little bit, and biking on Madeira is growing a little bit. And then one point it just overtook La Palma, and so many people went there, and we didn't exactly know why. But it's so cool that you, and it's so smart that you really decided to employ and spend the money into trail building. That's really
true.
Cool.
And I think there's a lot of people in the industry that don't realize how important the trails are for mountain biking and for the whole industry.
Yeah.
It's a shame. I wish that there was more brands and the local bike shops in each country, or whoever is earning money out of mountain biking, should support the trail builders, because if the trails don't exist, they won't be selling bikes.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
So so that's how it goes, I think.
How is it in Madeira? Can you ride the whole year round?
Definitely, Toby. That's one of the things that made us think that we had an advantage to certain other destinations, that you can really ride all year round. And when other countries in Central Europe, Northern Europe have snow and you can't really ride your bike, or it's not the ideal time to ride your bike, we're riding. And we could be riding in the middle of January, December, February, in like 16 degrees and blue skies and great, and in the dust. But you could, like, of course there are days it could be like 5 degrees and rain, miserable weather, but there's so many microclimates in Madeira that normally we could play around with the weather and like go to a different area and the weather there is better. Normally it's really rare that the whole island is under rain, so pretty cool.
How's it in the summer? Is it too warm to ride? Or?
No, it's not too warm. Average temperatures in the summer are 25 degrees. Up there at the top, it's great.
That sounds good.
In the north, like in the winter, the north side is a bit more wet because the predominant winds are coming from the north, and the trails there normally tend to be quite humid all the time and slippery during the winter, and then in the summer they're in perfect conditions. It's so good to ride there.
Okay.
In the north part, yeah.
That sounds really great. But your main business with all the customers, it's mainly in the winter, or are there coming a lot of people in the summer?
It's in the summer. You don't see so many groups of like dedicated mountain bikers. People that ride often have their own bikes coming. Don't see it so much. You start seeing more and more. It's not as much as the during the other times of the year. But you get a lot of people that just come with their families during the summer and have a normal holiday and take their time to take a day or two to ride their bikes, and then they rent our bikes and so on.
Okay, yeah. That's cool. So over the last few years, Madeira has become one of the most famous spots in Europe. And also through the EVS, when the EVS first started to come to Madeira, I think it was a really, really boost for the island and for the riding. But can the island handle so many bikers on the trails?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, the EWS was a big target for us since we started the company. We started more or less at the same time as the EWS appeared, and we were developing kind of the same kind of riding as the Enduro World Series. And it was, yeah, we, from the first Enduro World Series athletes that came out here to ride with us, they always said, "Oh, John, this could be such a great venue." I was like, "Whoa, great! I have to get in touch with them then. I really have to, because it would be marvelous if you could bring the venue to Madeira and really implement Madeira as one of the best mountain biking destinations on earth." And we finally managed to make it happen. We had a few meetings with Chris Bull and Rico in Italy, and they came here to check the destination, and they really liked what they saw, for sure. And we ended up being elected to organize the Enduro World Series in Madeira for two times, in 2017, 2019. And it was a great success, especially 2019. And Chris really, really loved that venue. He gave us great feedback of it. He said it was one of the best, most successful venues organized till that date. And super proud of that. And it brings a lot of more people to the island. It gives us a more an international reputation.
Yeah.
And people, yeah, that your question was that if we can have that much people and if it won't destroy the trails. That's what a lot of people were thinking, even the locals. A lot of locals were thinking that. They were afraid that we were going to destroy the scene. But the trails wouldn't exist if Freeride Madeira didn't build them, first of all. So, yeah, and then they came, and actually even made the trails a bit better, to be honest with you, because like good riders tend to use the trails, the terrain a bit more, and open up corners a bit better. And then we saw like how actually the trails should be built and what we need to make them more sustainable, and what we should improve. And considering we have a full-time trail building crew, after the event we were back to work, and the trails were in great shape straight away, and even better, you know. We learned with that as well. I think we have the capacity to have much more people coming, and yeah, I don't think it's a problem really. As long as you have a good planning, trail management, it works for sure.
Yeah. Ah, great. That was my... was my next question. You're building trails by your own and you're thinking, okay, they are pretty good, and then you have EWS races coming, the best races and the fastest races in the world, and they are on your trails, and these riders are on the completely different level. Did you learn something about or from them how to build trails, or how the trails should be?
For sure. Especially working with the Enduro World Series with Chris Ball, we learned a lot from their experience with all the other venues and what's going on, and what are the terms to have a safe trail, a sustainable trail, and all that made us build in a different way and made us have more attention to more details. And like I said, the way that the feedback from the riders helps a lot, and so, but it's I mean, all the our guys, and we were here at Freeride, and we ride for a long time. We're quite experienced riders. We've ridden in other places and got a good experience, and we also have a lot of experience guiding beginners. And it's good to have the balance between the beginners and the professionals, so we can build trails that are good for beginners and good for professionals, and have that balance is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many racers fly to Madeira to train there in the winter. What makes Madeira so special? What prepares the people or the racers for the racing in the on every continent in the world?
Yeah. So since we started the company, one of the first a lot of the feedback we were getting was that Madeira seems like you're riding on 3 and 5 different continents. And from there, you can understand already that we have a big diversity of terrain. And it's compact in such a small island that permits you to get to different places really quickly. And you're, and like in one day, I'll give you an example. You go to this area just above the capital of Funchal, one of the most popular areas where part of the EWS was held. And you ride down from that ridge up there, you ride down north, and you're riding in rocky, slippery stuff, wet stuff. Mm-hmm. You turn up, you come back, you shuttle back up for like 10 minutes, and you start riding facing south, and you'll be riding down really fast, dusty ridgelines into like fast, burmy eucalyptus forest. And it just changes completely in such a short period of time, and really allows you to improve your skills in different types of terrain. And there's really long tracks. There's tracks that can be up to like 5-6 kilometers. There's tracks that are just like 1 kilometer long. And I mean, yeah, it's all types of terrain, really. Rocky routes, fast, smooth, man-made, but more natural stuff. A bit of everything, really. I think it's awesome.
Perfect to get prepared for a long season.
I think so.
So you're starting with 3 people, then you hired a trail builder and a bit more people coming in. Today, how many guides working with you?
So today we're about 10-11 people full-time at Freeride Madeira. So we have like 3 full-time guides, we have a full-time mechanic, we have a full-time reservation manager, we have 2 full-time trail builders, 2 full-time drivers, 1 full-time event manager. Yeah.
Okay, that's a lot.
Yeah, so it has grown along the time.
Yeah. A lot of people to pay, especially during this last
true.
2 years.
Very
how was
true.
This the last 2 years for you?
It has been a bit bad. At the beginning, it was a bit of a breather, to be honest. Like we have been working for the last 10 years so hard to organize all these events, to guide so many people. We'd have like four or five vans going out per day, trail building nonstop. It was kind of like before, oh yeah, this might be like 3-4 months and it'll be just like a relaxing time, but actually it wasn't.
Yeah.
And then, we've had some help from our government, fortunately, and has helped a bit. But it's still pretty hard to pay all the costs we have. We've always grown gradually, our company. We've never made big investments, so we don't have any big debts to pay. So nothing like that. So everything's managed well, fortunately. But yeah, we're hanging on. We still have some countries open up, like Poland, Czech Republic, that people that are starting to come to Madeira that they wouldn't come before. And we kind of managed to pay all the wages of everyone. managed to earn enough money just for that. And yeah, we're holding on. It's not bad. It's not too bad. We're not feeling like we have to close the company or anything like that. We even though when our company was on layoff, we kept on going out and trail build all the time and making sure that the trails were prepared for our event, our annual Trans Madeira, and we never stopped really.
so you did have the chance to use this free time for a good reason, like building trails, building
more stuff.
Okay.
In a bit more easier pace, and exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And how many trails have you built in the last 10 years?
Oh man, I have no idea how many, but
how big is the trail network now?
It's about 50 tracks, more or less.
Yeah.
On the whole island, there's more than 200 kilometers of trails on the island.
Great. That sounds. Yeah. That sounds
spread across amazing. East to west. Yeah.
A few years ago, you started this event, Trans Madeira.
Exactly.
What kind of a race is it?
So it's a multi-day stage race. It's 5 days of racing. Each day you go to a different area and you camp each day on a different place. It really allows you to ride the best trails on the Madeira that we choose for each event, the trails that are in best state, the trails that we've prepared for the event. It's a great gathering, it's a great experience. You get to ride together with some of the best riders in the world. Get to experience our gastronomy. You've got the catering staff that are locals and make sure you try out the best dishes of the island, and you camp at the seaside, at the beach. You camp like in on parks in the seafront of the capital, on the grass. And at the end, we always take people to, you give them a bonus, a bit more of a relaxing night, and you stay at a hotel, which is great, by the sea as well. And yeah, it's an amazing adventure. At the start, the first edition, it was a bit more physical. We always hear the feedback of the riders, and year by year we've been adapting it, making it better. There's a bit more like one or two more shuttles in between the days now to make people have a bit more strength for the downhills and enjoy them a bit more. It's basically the race format of our bike holidays concept, which you've got a great timing system as well, by the way. We've got a great timing system, the same as the Enduro World Series, and we always have media. We've got always two photographers, two or three filmers that are actually also shooting the Enduro World Series as well, and other great events. So you get to have a lot of footage for each rider, gets their own photos and stuff, and we've got daily videos. It's an amazing event. Everyone thinks it's mind-blowing, everyone that has experienced it.
Yeah.
So even the most traveled rider like Brendan Fairclough and so on think it's one of the best experiences they've had, so it's pretty cool.
Since I saw the pictures and the video from the first year, this event is definitely on the very top of my bucket list, and I really like
to have to come.
I really like these formats because I can't remember trails, so I can't train for. So this format suits me really well because with so many trails and so many days, you have to adapt to the trails super fast, and that is what I really really love. So
yeah, there's a lot of people that like that kind of riding. Sometimes you actually ride better when you don't know the trail.
That's definitely. Will this event take place this year?
Yeah, exactly. So. Just last week, we've got the confirmation from our health department here, from our government. So we're moving on. We've got green light. COVID cases in Madeira are super, super low, super controlled right now. We've got like 9 cases a day, something like this.
Mm-hmm.
So got green light to go with all the measures that we have to have. And yeah, we've got on the lineup about 120 riders at the moment of a total of 140 that got registered.
Mm-hmm.
Some people had to cancel, unfortunately. So we still have a few places left for anyone that wants to have this experience. And it's the lineup this year is so good. We've got lots of good riders like Matt Jones, Jonah Jones, Killian Brune, Jerome Clement. You've got it's going to be good. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, it sounds like, and everyone is so hungry for racing. Since there wasn't too much going on last year, this year is starting super slow, so I think it's I bet it's an amazing event, and you will have a great time.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's a great event to get started with your racing season as well.
Yeah,
this June. Yeah.
So what do you think? What is the most important thing or skill a rider should bring to the Transmondero?
Well, you have to have a good skill level, because some of the trails can be quite demanding if they're wet, especially if they're wet. But the ones that are more natural, a bit more facing north, they could be a bit more demanding. But there's a lot of flow trails, really, and a lot of people from really all levels of skill would have fun. But I think the crucial part is your physical condition, because it's 5 days of racing. You're doing like 30 to 40 kilometers of riding each day. It's mostly downhill, but after the second, third day, you start to feel it on your body. And if you want to have fun and enjoy a bit more, you should prepare yourself physically, that's for sure. It's over 2,500 downhill a day, more or less. And some days, the biggest day is 1,600 high meters of climbing. That's our biggest day. It's an epic, huge day. It's beautiful. Like everyone says, it's totally worth it. It's such an incredible experience. But the other days will be at like 700 meters of climbing, because we put shuttles in between the day, 600.
Yeah.
That's what I think you should have in mind for sure.
Yeah, and especially the big thing is racing 5 days in a row. I mean, even the best races in the world haven't done it so often, because normally you have one or two racing days and that's it. But five in a row, it's hard on your body.
It's pretty demanding for sure. But you can do it. It's a big feeling of achievement once you finish. It's incredible to see everyone's faces at the end. Everyone's like so hyper, so happy. It's so good. The feedback is incredible from people. It's so fulfilling.
I heard so many good things about it. So I will be there next year.
Good to hear.
Since 2011, you have been constantly involving and creating new formats, trails and races. What's next? Do you have anything in mind what's coming up next?
I mean, we've got other events in our minds, I mean, that we would like to organize for sure. I mean, we really just want to keep pushing Madeira as a better mountain biking destination, keep developing the trail network, making it better and better and bigger. And I mean, like organizing a World Cup downhill race in Madeira would be really good, something that we'd love to. Organizing a marathon, international multi-day marathon race, but more like let's say the BC bike race, something like that. And other things, you know. I mean, there's so much you can always do, and then this as a company like us.
Yeah, perfect. Hey, thanks a lot for the time. I wish you all the best with Transmondera, that you all will have a great time, and I bet you will.
Thank you, Toby, and you're welcome anytime.
Thanks a lot.
Anyone out there wants to come.
Hopefully we will see us pretty soon on the trails.
So. For sure, Toby. Can't wait to shred with you. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for your time. Bye. See ya. Bye.